Good morning. Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Bhadra Sinha, Senior Associate Editor with the Print. And in today's podcast, I will talk about the ongoing confrontation between the Narendra Modi government and the Supreme Court over judicial appointments and why the latter is upset with the former. During a hearing on Monday, the Supreme Court expressed its reservation over Union Law Minister Kiran Rijiju's statement that the collegium can appoint judges on its own and run the show, saying it did not appreciate his remarks. "Let them give us the power and we will do it," said a bench of Justices Sanjay Kishan Kaul and A.S. Oka. The two also cautioned the government against passing judicial orders to ensure recommendations made by the collegium were cleared. In the same hearing, the bench reminded the centre that the existing law of the land to appoint judges in high courts and the apex court was through the collegium system. However, this was being flouted by the former, the court said. Now, what is the collegium system? Evolved through judicial pronouncements, one of which was delivered soon after the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi carried out punitive transfers of judges, the collegium comprises the Chief Justice of India and four senior most justices who decide the appointment of judges to the top court. A similar body, but comprising three judges, that is, the CJI, and two senior most ones after him, look into High Court appointments. There is also a three-member collegium at the High Court level. It is this collegium which first chooses qualified lawyers to become judges and sends it to the centre as well as the Supreme Court collegium that then decides on High Court elevations. Once the top court body receives government inputs, it then only proceeds to make its recommendations to the centre. Now, as per the Memorandum of Procedure, the centre has two options. It can either notify the appointments or send them back to the collegium for reconsideration. However, upon reiteration, the government has to clear the names. The Modi government and judiciary have been at loggerheads over this appointment system ever since the former came to power in 2014. To end what it called an opaque appointment system, one that exists nowhere in the world, and to let executive have a say in judicial elevations, the Modi government introduced a new law called the National Judicial Appointments Commission, or the NJAC, to formalize appointment of judges to both High Courts and Supreme Court. This law was struck down as unconstitutional by a Supreme Court bench of five judges in 2015. Thereafter, the two pillars of democracy have had skirmishes over judicial appointments. Earlier this month, the top court took note of a petition filed in 2021 seeking contempt against the government for not acting on collegium recommendations. As per this petition, 20 names are pending with the government for finalization, some of which are reiterated ones. On November 11th, the bench of Justices Kaul and Oka had sought a status report on these names from the Law Secretary. When the top court heard this matter again on Monday, the bench told Attorney General R. Venkataramani that it appears that government is unhappy over the fact that the NJAC did not muster a constitutional mandate. However, that cannot be the reason not to comply with the law of the land, that is, the collegium system to appoint judges. The two judges further said they were being patient to the apparent defiance by the government and even to some remarks made by high-ups, referring to the Law Minister's day-old statement. Speaking at the Times Now Summit, Rijiju had sharply responded to the impression that the centre was sitting over recommendations made by the collegium. The minister maintained there were loopholes in the collegium system. Thus, he said that the government is not sitting on the files. He further went on to say that if the collegium wanted, it can go ahead and appoint judges on its own and further run the show. Senior advocate and Supreme Court Bar Association President Vikas Singh appeared for the petitioner in the case on Monday and drew the bench's attention to the minister's remarks and urged it to issue a contempt notice. "The law minister is saying that let Supreme Court issue notification," Singh told the bench. At this, Justice Kaul, one of the two judges, said, "Then let the government give Supreme Court the power." Later, turning to Venkataramani, Justice Kaul added that the judges have ignored all press reports. However, it has definitely taken note of the remarks that have been made by somebody high enough in the government, which the judges said should not have been done. They further added that if the court has to make a decision over appointment, it will take one. As Venkataramani and Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, who also appeared for the centre, attempted to explain, Insinuating that the media reports on Rijiju's remarks were erroneous, the bench responded by saying that the law minister's statement was made during an interview and therefore it was difficult to deny what he said. The bench also said that many may have reservations about the appointment law, that is the collegium system, but till it stands, it is the law of the land. It further wished that the two law officers played a constructive role and advised the government to ensure that the law of the land as laid down by the Supreme Court is observed. Justice Kaul told both Venkataramani and Mehta that both should make sure that some part of the work is done. The court then fixed 8 December to hear the matter further. The judges also made note of the fact that the government has in the past moved in a day and cleared names. The reference was to fast-track approvals given in the past to some names cleared for the Supreme Court as well as some high courts. The bench also expressed concern over pending reiterated names. The judges said that once the names have been reiterated, it is crossing Rubicons by keeping names like this. The bench indicated that the government has in the past also segregated names that were sent together in one file. As a result, the bench said, the government had disturbed the seniority which the collegium had considered while making the recommendations. The bench also felt that the government cannot be encouraged to delay appointments because the same would set a wrong example, giving ideas to the public at large to violate the law. Justice Kaul, who was more vocal amongst the two members, said that the fact the NJAC did not muster a constitutional mandate cannot be a reason not to comply with the law of the land. He said, there are times when the Supreme Court has upheld laws framed by the government and that has made a certain section of the society unhappy. But he asked the two law officers, can that be a reason not to let that section of the society follow the law? The bench further asserted that the government cannot sit over names and has only two options, either to notify the appointments or send it back with objections for reconsideration. And if the name is reiterated, the government has to finalize the appointments. It regretted that the unexplained delay in clearing names was the primary reason for good advocates not to opt for judgeship. Both judges told the law officers it was becoming difficult for the bench to convince lawyers to join and that it could bring down the quality of judicial appointments, which is in nobody's interest. This is all that I have for you right now. Do tune in to the Print AM every day in the morning at 8 to listen to the best news analysis from the Prince Stable.